Blog Talk Radio.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Arisha Sound, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
These actions don't stick, babe, 'cause my words got away. We can't neglect the patience that it's gonna take. I'll swim through your mind, I will control you. Love the destination we'll ride to. This could be so sick.
On a smooth Thursday afternoon, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTL Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I'm going to send out a lot of love to the legendary Mr. Chris Jasper. Thank you so much for honoring us. And family, remember to get his new album, For the Love of You, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who are just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. But also, got to show a lot of love to my man, Austin Tolliver. Lord have mercy. Two new hit singles, of course. Tennessee Drip, and of course, Outlaw Kind of Vibe. I want to thank again everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. We are broadcasting and streaming live via iHeartRadio, of course, and also on Spotify and for Apple on iTunes. All you have to do is pull up that app at LOTL, The Zone, Lord have mercy. And be sure, family, if you have any questions, if there's a particular artist that you have to, you want to hear interviewed, all you got to do is be like GT, bring good things to life. We'll be more than happy to get him on the show, because without you, there's no zone, and there's definitely no Teddy Bear. What we're going to do, we're going to take a little quick, I believe a 2-2, because we got a very special artist who's going to join us today, but I'm going to keep that a little secret. In the meantime, let's get lost in some Nyla with Red Moon. You know what? I'm not going to tease you. I'm going to tease you just a little bit. Gotcha, got to make sure you're paying attention. But today's very special guest, Artist Spotlight, Lord have mercy, out of South Central Los Angeles, my old stomping ground, singer-songwriter Nakia Adi, new EP appetizer, Lord have mercy. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear in the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio, Nakia Adi, my queen.
Hi.
How are you doing this?
Yes, you said it right. Thank you. So happy to be on with you guys.
No, the pleasure is truly ours. Lord have mercy, my love. Congratulations on a fantastic EP. Man, you make an old man with grace on today. Lord have mercy.
You're so sweet. Thank you. Yeah, so I released the project this year. It's my second EP, and I'm really proud of this one. There's 5 songs on there, and they're really interesting. I like to call myself a very eclectic artist, so you can listen to a lot of different styles on the project, all that inspired me to do music, yeah.
Well, the EP, I've had an opportunity to listen to the entire EP, and you did an incredible job. I'm definitely head over heels in love with your vocal prowess, because a lot of times you get in the studio and they put so much emphasis on the production and it overshadows a person's vocals. And I'm glad to see on this particular project, you did not allow that to happen. So I have to say kudos, not only to you, but also your production team. Who was the producer that was working with you on the new EP?
Thank you. So I actually worked with one producer. He's my main producer. His name is Off Keys. Super talented, he can produce anything from rap to like rock and roll, very eclectic himself. And I just like he's a perfect guy for this project. Of course, he's produced all my songs in the past. So I'm really excited to see where 2021 is going to take me musically. And then I also have a lot of different ideas for different styles of music that I want to kind of like dabble in as well. But for now, I just want to like promote the EP and you know, get the word out, you know, that I'm an artist from LA and that the music, you know, that I'm putting out is based on some of my own personal experiences and a little bit of the style of music that inspired me from like my childhood as well. So, you know, just getting the word out about Appetizer. It's just an appetizer, a taste of, you know, what I'm working on and what is to be expected from me as an artist. So.
Without question. You know, okay, like I said, I was born and raised in South Central Los Angeles, grew up on 67th Street in Broadway.
Wow.
And yeah.
So we almost neighbors.
Okay, I went to Bethune Junior High School. All right, Mustangs. Tell you, they're showing you some love. But, you know, a lot of people that are not from that part of the world, they don't really truly understand the challenges growing up in that environment, meaning to stay focused and be career-driven on what you want to do, because there are a lot of pit holes where people can take you in different directions. And I wanted you to kind of elaborate and give the listeners on an idea on what it's like growing up in South Central Los Angeles and some of the challenges that you had to face where you've managed to incorporate it in your journey of music.
Yeah, well, I'm actually currently here right now talking to you, not too far from where you said you used to live. And yeah, it's not easy. It depends on your family as well, like your background too. Like I have parents from another country, so, you know, sometimes there's a difference in the way that I behave. So, you know, if you also include, like, the difference in, like, the upbringing and when you go into an environment where everyone else is a little bit different from you, they have a different home life experience. So it can be even more challenging, you know, and I would say at times it was a little bit more challenging. But I'm grateful for my experiences. I have a lot of humbling experiences as well. So that's what really drives me to be an artist and to take it so seriously, because I know that for us, especially young Black women, it's harder, you know, trying to make it in the industry, what you have to deal with, what you encounter, you know, and in the very beginning sometimes can be a little bit rough, but it's just, you know, it all is to push you to be a greater, you know, human being at the end of the day, because music is like a service, you know, like we're serving the people, we're talking to people, we're influencing people. So, you know, you have to look at it like that. Like, there's people out there who are just like me, you know, who maybe they didn't feel like they fit in their community, but they still have love for their community. You know what I mean? So I'm just one of those types, you know, like I really want to get my message out there, and I really see the importance in like telling your story, and just that's actually where I'm at right now, is telling my story through my music and you know, finding those outlets to kind of like talk about things, and so I think there's a lot of young people out there who can relate to my story, and I feel like I could really be influential to them as well, because it's not easy, and there's a ghetto everywhere, you know, like you got South Central LA, you've got everywhere, you know, all around the country and the world. So there's people out there who are going through similar things at a young age, and, you know, the pressure to be a certain way or to grow up fast and all this stuff. So, you know, I definitely want to touch on a lot of those topics, but it's definitely for the people out there listening, it's not easy. You know, it's not a breeze, you know, like it's challenging. It's really challenging, especially because you don't have the resources. You don't have rich family members who can help you out, or connections and things like that. You really got to grind, you know, and that's what makes it even more challenging in the beginning. It can really test how much you believe in what you're saying and what you're doing. And, you know, it can mess with your self-esteem, but you have to always wake up with the intention to like, okay, I'm going to be better than I was tomorrow, yesterday, you know?
Without question, I know, as I said, you know, it can be very challenging, because especially for someone who has dreams, goals, and ambitions to be all you can be, and also have people look at you and say, hey, look, if she can do it, I know I can do it. But at the same time, people that, quote unquote, that may have been your so-called, I call fair weather friends, don't do that.
Yeah.
Come with us. And you say, no, it's not that you're not my friend. It's not that I don't love for you. I got love for you, but I have goals. And a lot of times those people being left behind because they want to remain stagnant. They have no ambitions. I know for you being a young lady, and you do have ambition. You have an eclectic voice. I love your voice. And just by conversing with you, oh, my pleasure, my love. And just by conversing with you in this brief moment, I can feel the sincerity coming through your voice and how important it is to be a role model, to set standards and let people know, you know what, no matter what you're going through, you can overcome it. But I want to talk about the foundation. How important has it been for you to have a strong foundation, a strong team around you to make sure that you're being propelled in the right direction for your career to take off and being able to go to that next level?
Yeah, so for me, it's very important. I mean, you can't do any of this alone, you know? And it's just been so challenging. Like, I've had experiences where I've worked with different types of people, like different artists, different producers, different songwriters, and it just seemed like nothing clicked. Like, it takes a while before you can find a team, because some people will BS you, some people aren't even that serious themselves, they don't know what they really want, and then you just find some people who just want to hustle you, you know? So it's challenging in the beginning, because you really want to form that team, that tribe is what I call it, and without that, it's almost close to impossible, you know, to really put anything out yourself. Like, I know there's a few artists who do it on their own, but it really would be beneficial to have your own producer, your own publicist, somebody, your go-to camera guy, you know what I mean? Like, and understand, like, the importance of using social media, like, because that's the generation that we're in now, and putting your music out there and promoting it. So it's so much that goes into it that you really have to consider, like, can you handle it all on your own? And usually the answer is no. You have to have a team, you know, even if it's three people. You need more hands to help, you know, really kind of, like, put you out there and get you that exposure that you're looking for. Because without that, it really is impossible. For me, I know that, you know, and I'm humbled by the fact that I have people that value me and see my worth and are willing to work around, you know, all our little challenges and things like that. So it's beautiful, because, like, you grow together, you know, and that's what we're doing right now. We're building, we're growing together. We're even working with other artists too. So, you know, you never know where the future will lead you in music. And I'm grateful for all my experiences.
It's a beautiful experience when you see the amount of hard work that you put in and you see the growth of your business, because at the end of this is a business. Do you remember a movie called The Jungle Book? And if you do remember, it was a character in The Jungle Book. It was a snake, and his name was Kai. And I just want to touch in on that, because when you touched upon, there's a lot of BS, a lot of people making false promises. And I remember that part, Kai, where I would say, "Trust in me," and I'm like, "Lord."
You know, damn well you don't need to trust that snake.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? You can get chances. Sometimes you might feel somebody's energy and their vibe is a little bit off, but because you're starting out, you still take chances. So I would say that, honestly, when you're trying to be an entrepreneur, it's really unavoidable. Like, you're going to meet somebody that's going to try and play you. And that's just kind of what comes with the territory. But as long as you are growing, you got to start to, like, eliminate those types of people. You know, the higher you go up, the less you deal with those people. You got to start looking for the real people, the ones that actually value you and want to see you grow and be successful. So, you know, if anything, I could just say, just keep going. That's it, you know.
Well, it definitely resonates through your music. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the super talented and captivating, Lord have mercy, Nakia AD, Lord have mercy, new EP, of course, Appetizer. I want to ask you, the music industry can be time consuming, especially when you're driven. How have you managed to stay on course with that, but also maintain a personal life? Because I know balancing that can be very tricky, can be very challenging at times.
Well, going back to what you said, you know, like, your friends are looking at you and they're kind of like, where have you been? You know, like, that's kind of what I'm dealing with at the moment, because I haven't really hung out with them in a while. And that's what comes with it, too. You know, a lot of times you're in the studio, you're working, or you're budgeting, so you're not really trying to go out to hang out with your friends as much. So you guys got to be creative when you do hang out. It's just like, you know, you got to find friends that are understanding, and it is time consuming. So when you think about all the things you enjoy doing, you have to understand that it comes with a sacrifice. If you like to go out every weekend, maybe you can't go out every weekend, you know? So it's just a matter of how much do you, like, how bad do you really want, you know, whatever it is you're pursuing, and are you willing to put time, energy, money into it, and, you know, really work and grind, because there's no guarantee that you're going to make it overnight. You know, I don't know anyone who has. And so it's a matter of, like, endurance, you know, like, are you capable of handling everything that comes with it? You know, the craziness from, like, being prompt and, like, going out and networking and, you know, everything that comes with it, and then just being, like, tired after it, you know what I mean? Like, and just taking time to, like, work on your craft, and, like, literally all those different aspects take up so much of your time from socializing that it does seem like, wow, for some people it might be too much, you know what I mean? So I say everyone should pursue what they love just so that they know if it's really for them or not, you know?
Without question. And speaking of that, I mean, people on the outside looking in, they look at the quote-unquote, oh, look at all the glamour, you know, the glamour.
Yeah.
Being in the music industry, and they don't realize how challenging it is, especially being an independent artist where you have to consider, it's time-consuming. It's really time-consuming. Because like you said, you're working on a budget. You have to make sure every penny, every dime is accounted for, because you're investing in your career.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of your career, you're very photogenic. The camera loves you, and you definitely love the camera. Lord have mercy. Fashion and music go hand in hand. How would you describe not only yourself as an artist, but how far-reaching would you like to see your brand expand in industry, meaning fashion, maybe some television, or maybe possibly some big movies on the silver screen? What exactly do you want to see your career? How far do you want to see your career progress?
Well, you know, I love art, you know, and I kind of take my pictures as, like, visual experiences. So, like, I definitely see myself shooting really, like, amazing videos and, like, just continuing to give them visual aspects of my art, because I feel like it kind of personifies the music in a sense. But definitely see commercials and TV shows and movies and all of those things in the future, because I do love fashion. I do love to do my hair, and these are things that I kind of grew into the more I pursued music, because I realized that people want to see you and they want to feel you. And, like, for me, the images kind of represent the sound. It's like, this is what I see when I listen to the song. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, I want to make sure everything is connected. And also, like, in the future, I feel like the music itself will do, like, because I'm pouring all my love and my energy into just the music itself, that it can open doors for other things. So I am looking forward to those opportunities as well, you know?
Well, hopefully soon this pandemic will come to an end, and my love, you definitely have an open invitation to come down here to Houston. We would love to have you here in the studio. And
thank you. I would love to come.
Oh, my pleasure, my love. You know, with this pandemic, every artist that I've had the pleasure of speaking with, they said with this much time on their hand and this type of solitude, everyone has gained a different perspective on life. And I wanted to ask you your perspective on life now with this taking place. And has it influenced you in any type of way as far as, you know what, the next day is not promised to you?
Yeah.
Have you thought about as far as how is that, as far as if you thought about maybe how you're going to, I guess, that incorporate this experience that we're all going through right now into some upcoming projects or possibly in your live performances?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about speaking specifically on, you know, the whole situation with, like, Corona and, like, just the world being in chaos with, like, police brutality. And I do see myself doing songs like that, but at the moment I think it's opened up a lot of different things from my past that I want to talk about. And I feel like right now I want to kind of focus energy on telling my story, because emotionally it just, like everything just took me back. And anything I didn't deal with emotionally, I've overcome now through this whole quarantine time, you know, like of being in solitude. And I feel like everybody is going through their own thing mentally. Like mental health is like such a huge concern. And I feel like right now we have to just kind of like focus on our lives and healing ourselves from whatever it is we've gone through. And I think my music is going to kind of reflect that. You know, I'll be telling my story more. I'll be talking about different experiences from when I was young to pursuing music till now. So, yeah, I'm really open to like talking about more, you know, and letting people in more. And I think that's what this whole experience has done for me.
Well, you know what? You've seen it to me, just from a personal standpoint, personal perspective, it seems to me that you've grown stronger. Your voice has gotten stronger, meaning, I don't mean voice from a vocal standpoint, but as far as you know what you want and you have a lot to say, because at the end of the day, you got to mean what you say and say what you mean. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
And EP, you did a phenomenal job and you provided us with some forbidden fruit. Lord have mercy. Tell us about that thing from the new EP, of course, advertising.
So basically it's a song about, I would say half of it is personal experience and the other half kind of came from another friend's experience. So basically Forbidden Fruit is talking about a time where I met someone, and I liked them, and then eventually found out they were in a relationship. So it was like this torn in between like right and wrong, you know, like good angel, bad angel or whatever. So, you know, in the Bible, it talks about Adam and Eve went and ate the apple. So in the song, I say the fruit of the garden, touch it, but beware. So it's just talking about temptation and like, you know, like the part of the song in the beginning, it starts saying, you're no good for me. You're no good for me. You're no good for me. So like basically self-explanatory, like you know what it's about to talk about, you know, like trying to fight the temptation of that fruit, you know.
Well, you know what?
But that's like my favorite song, basically. Like it's one of my favorite. I'm glad you brought that one up.
Oh yeah, we've all been there. I can speak on that firsthand. We've all
right.
We've all been there, Lord have mercy. So far be it for the teddy bear to deprive so many listeners from one of the new hit singles from the new EP, of course, Appetizer with Forbidden Fruit. Lord have mercy, with the captivating Nikki ID here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
You're no good for me. You're no good for me. You're no good for me. Good for me.
Should be a crime. the last, but it never is, it never is. Am I paying the price for this? How could I be so weak to let you use my heart so recklessly? I should give you up, cause I know that you're no good for me. How could I be so weak to let you use my heart so recklessly? I should give you up, cause I know that
Lord have mercy, fearless, rebellious, captivating. Nakia Adi, of course, Forbidden Fruit, new EP, appetizer, Famous Own of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, the EP is available as we speak. Let your fingers do the walking. Stop by iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, make sure you stop by and support this very super talented artist on her Instagram page. It's at Instagram.com/ Nakia Adi. Lord have mercy. My queen, it has been an honor to have you on the show. I'm looking forward to you coming down to Houston very, very soon. This is your home away
yes.
from home, whatever you need. Please do not hesitate to let the teddy bear know, okay?
I will. And thank you to all the listeners out there. I definitely am super honored. The pleasure was mine. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, my love. Much continued success.
All right. You guys...
Oh, we lost her. That's all right, fam. We're good. All right. Okay, once again, family, again, be sure to get that new EP, of course, Appetizer. Yes, Lord. Available on all social media digital outlets. Going to take a little quick 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills. Pay the cost to be the boss. But while I got you here, I'm going to take you back in time. Yeah, Doctor Who's Time Machine, Natural 4. Can this be real? Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Nicole, Lord have mercy, new hit single, Pay Attention, featuring
Nas, Team Music. That's at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. The West Side, always the best side. Keep it soulful here. On a very, you know what? And it went from the sun is out now. It's really dark and overcast. We don't need to hear it. Teddy Bear's here to bring some sunshine, some therapeutic music in your life on this Thursday. No matter what we're going through right now with the pandemic and all the social uprising, we're going to get through this. We are going to get through this. I promise you, we are going to get through this united. It's a new day. Lord have mercy. And it's a beautiful spirit to sit back and see all the things that are taking place. Where I'm seeing the youth are basically saying, we've had enough. It's time for unity. We're all under God's umbrella. We're all one color. We all should be treated equally and fairly, and it is shining through, and it is a beautiful, beautiful experience. But we got some more things on the way for you. Say, Teddy Bear, more things? Yeah, we got some more artists. Hey, you wanted it. We're going to give you nothing but fire. That's all we can do. I got to give you what you need. So to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by our Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/LOTO Radio. The Zone also on Facebook with the same handle, but we put a little different kind of twist on Twitter. It's at Twitter.com/LOTO Radio. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. All you have to do is pull up that app, various apps, but once you're key on iHeartRadio and also on Spotify, all you have to do is simply type in LOTL The Zone. Make sure while you're there, you subscribe because you want the best, and I'm here to give you what you need. But I want to thank all the listeners again for tuning in, tuning out all the negativity. It's been a pleasure and an honor for me to be here and to show some love and give you some love in return, because without you, there's no Teddy Bear and no Zone. We're going to close it with the iconic late Prince Rogers Nelson from the 1999 album International Lover, here in the Zone of LOTO Radio. I'm lost within your essence. You're a mirror to my soul, like a reflection of infinity. And welcome to the Honey Lounge. Let's get it started with Prince, International Lover, here on the LOTO Radio.
47. And this plate is fully equipped with anything your body desires. For any reason, there's a loss in cabin pressure. I will automatically drop down to apply more. And to activate the flow of excitement, extinguish all my clothing materials and pull my body close to yours. Place my lips up on your mouth and kiss, kiss, kiss. In the event there's overexcitement, your seat cushion may be used as a flotation device. Has come to a complete stop. Thank you for flying Prince International. Remember, next time you fly,